Now, I've often been an anxious person and a catastrophizing kind of person. Who'd have thought that the brain behind Black Mirror was a paranoid, flippin' prick? And oddly, when things like this actually happen in the real world, I find sometimes I'm kind of calm, almost like I expected it. And I don't know if that's just me or if there's other, any of your other more anxious listeners feel like that. And I think, strangely, what that does mean is I'm staying optimistic. I'm sure that when this epidemic is over, I would like to be sure that when this epidemic is over, we all will have had quite a wake-up call about our interdependence on one another, about the need for investment in healthcare and each other. And, you know, I'm sure we'll all get through it. And I hope that we see a better world on the other side of it. Now, that's the uncharacteristic, optimistic bit. Another weird thing that happened was quite a few people alerted me to the fact that in Germany, there's a series of the reality show Big Brother, where the contestants didn't know anything about the coronavirus happening outside because they've been kept away from the real world. And people pointed out that this was very similar to the storyline of a show that I wrote before Black Mirror, a show called Dead Set, which you can see on Netflix in the US and elsewhere, I think, in the UK. And it's a zombie show based around the real Big Brother house in Britain. And it does have eerie parallels. So there's been lots of things we've done in Black Mirror which have sort of come true. So if it turns out I am Nostradamus, first of all, I apologize. And secondly, I'd like to draw your attention to the fact that I made a positive prediction a few moments ago. And let's hope that comes true. I hope everyone stays safe and well, washes their hands, and let's try and set up some virtual writers' rooms worldwide. I don't know, write a fucking sketch show or something. Because otherwise, you know, what else are we going to do? Grow our hair? Take care. I'd say peace out, but that makes me feel like Ringo Starr. Bye.